I want to call your attention to a scripture reading that's found in the sixth chapter of Numbers. If you have your Bibles with you and would like to read with me, I want to share a thought with you today that the Lord has placed upon my heart and have been. This has been on the back of my mind for several weeks, and I'm thankful that the Lord has given me an opportunity to try to share it with you today. In Numbers chapter 6, beginning with verse 22 and reading on through the end of the chapter, verse 27, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." And, I have read these scriptures several times, and I've always found them to be very soothing and very comforting. I have, at times when I've had a brother or sister in the Lord that's been struggling with something in their life, struggling with a heavy trial in their life, I've shared these verses and said, "This is my prayer for you, that God will just bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that God will be with you in that way." And I want to speak today about God comforting his people. And he certainly does that. And that's something that all of us, from time to time, we need. There are things that we face here on earth from time to time that the only thing that will help us is divine consolation and divine comfort. I thought about, my mind went back through the years to when my wife and I began to raise our family. And you know, little children, they get sick. Sometimes they get scared at night. And I remember times, and honestly, my wife did this more than I did. But I remember times of sitting up late at night with one of my little children when something would be wrong with them, something would be hurting them. And I remember just holding them and just, you know, kind of rocking them and maybe singing them a little soft lullaby or something and just trying to settle them and comfort them and help in some way to ease their pain and to soothe them. And, you know, God does that for us, doesn't he? Sometimes he just pulls us to him and he embraces us. You see, those of us that have been saved, we are his children. We're his babies, if you want to look at it in that way. And no matter how old that we get and no matter how mature that we may become in the Lord to God, we will always be his child. And I realize that as parents, that we try to comfort our children in times of trials and things that they face in life, And we have to just do the best that we can do. And the ability from humans to comfort has limitations. We can only go so far, and we can only do the best that we can. But the Bible tells us that God is the God of all comfort. And I realize from time to time that, and I realize my infirmities in this way as a pastor. I realize that there are times when members of the church are facing things, and you know, sometimes I do the best that I can to try to speak a kind word to someone, or try to share a scripture with someone, or try to encourage someone in some way, or help them in some way. But I realize that you know, what they really need is, they really need divine soothing. They really need divine help, because God can give them what I can't, and what nobody else can, and what we can't even give to ourselves. God is the God of all comfort. And in 1 Corinthians, it says, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." And this is what Paul said he does. He said, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." And so God is the ultimate comforter. He is the divine comforter, and He is the God of all comfort. And Paul said that He comforts us in all our tribulation. Now, we know that the Bible teaches us that in the world we will always have tribulation. We will have troubles, and we will have sorrows, and we will have trials, and we will have things that will befall us all the years of our lives. The Bible teaches us that time and time again. Job told us that. He said, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." Jesus told His disciples, He said, "In the world you shall have tribulation." But aren't you glad also that He said that we could be of good cheer, because He has overcome the world? And so no matter what it is that we face, if we will embrace this, and we will believe this, and we will trust this promise that God has given to us, that He is the God of all consolation, that He is the God of all comfort, then there's not a problem, or there's not a trial, or there's not a situation for any of God's children that we will ever face in life that God is not able to soothe us and comfort us in our trial. Life is not easy, is it? It's not. And we were never given the promise that it would be easy. There are things in life that hurt. There are things in life sometimes that just break our hearts. There are things that cause us great pain. There are things that cause us physical pain. There are things that cause us emotional pain. And, you know, life has never been easy for anybody ever since the time that Adam sinned and transgressed the law of God. The lives of people have been filled with troubles and problems. And, you know, sometimes people deceive themselves And sometimes I'm afraid that people even find, even God's people, find themselves turning away from the Lord and turning away from the church because somehow they deceive themselves into thinking that they would never face any problems or they would never face any trials. And when something happens in their life, they just can't seem to believe that the Lord would allow such a thing. And so rather than turning to the one that's able to comfort them and sustain them, too often people turn away from God. Well, I'll tell you what, whenever you turn away from Him and you turn to the world, you're not going to find comfort there. You're not going to find it there. But God is able to sustain us and to comfort us. You know, there are things in God's Word. There are things that I read that I find very consoling. There are things that I read that I find very comforting. And I want to share this verse with you. I've made note of some verses today that that I don't use real often. In 2 Thessalonians, in the second chapter, in verses 16 and 17, it says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." Now, last week, I spoke about God's amazing grace, how that we are saved by grace, how that all that we have, all that we are blessed with, is a product of God's grace. Spoke about how that the Apostle Paul had made the statement that it's by the grace of God that I am what I am. And so we're saved by grace. And Paul, when he wrote about his ministry, he said that God had called him by His grace to and revealed His Son in him that He might preach Him among the heathen. And everything that we receive from God is a gift of grace. And even in the trials that we face in this life, we don't deserve the comfort that we get. We don't deserve the consolation that we get. The Apostle Paul said in these verses in 2 Thessalonians that I've shared with you, that we have this great consolation and we have this great hope because of God's grace towards us. We deserve trouble, don't we? We deserve the trials that come our way in life. But isn't it great that God can just embrace us and comfort us? I'll tell you what, there have been times in my life, and I believe that many of you here today can relate. There have been times in my life when I really wondered if I would be able to make it through the trial that was before me. And I mean, it would really begin to it would really begin to weigh heavy on me. And I would begin to, in my mind, perhaps begin to fail and begin to wonder, you know, would I really be able to endure this? And then I would find myself reaching out to God for His help because We realize that within ourselves that we're not going to make it. We realize within ourselves that we're not strong enough, that we're not sufficient for the trial. And there have been those times in my life when I reached out to God that He gave me an evident token that He was with me, and there was a peace that would sweep over my soul. I'll tell you what, that was just... Sometimes it was just about like getting saved again. God would just come on the scene and lift me up. And that's all I know. That's the only way I know how to describe it. I felt like I was being hugged by God. The divine maker that He was embracing me, my Heavenly Father. And, you know, God can, He can console us and let us know who it is that's doing it. And I'm thankful for those times. And let me tell you something. There are times that God manifests Himself in such a wonderful way in our hearts that really it's worth the trial, isn't it? To feel what we feel and to know that God is embracing us in that way is really worth the trial. That verse there, those verses there in 2 Thessalonians said that God has given us everlasting consolation. Not just here while we're in this world, but He has given us everlasting consolation. You know, there are people in the world today that believe that comfort lies within material wealth. Isn't that sad? There are people that you may hear the statement made all the time where people say, well, you know, all I want to do is I want to get a good education where I can make enough money, where I can be able to live a comfortable life. But let me tell you something. People that base their comfort level of life upon the things of this world, listen, they're missing the greatest comfort of all. They're missing the greatest peace that there is to be known. It's not known. Comfort is not known in the things of this life. Those things are going to pass away, and we're not going to take any of them with us. But I'll tell you what, God gives us everlasting, eternal hope and consolation and comfort. And, you know, when we look at the 16th chapter of the gospel according to Luke, we find those two men that are spoken of there, the rich man that fared sumptuously every day, that was spoiled by the things he had in this world, and Lazarus, the beggar, who had nothing, and they died, they both died. And Lazarus was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The Bible says the rich man died also and was buried, and in hell lift up his eyes, being in torments. And you know, as he began to beg for mercy, as he began to beg that Lazarus would just be able to come and put a drop of water on his tongue with the tip of his finger because he was tormented in the flames and it wasn't allowed, that mercy, even that much mercy wasn't extended to him. But the Bible says that he heard this. Remember in your lifetime the good things that you had. That was where he was placing his hope and his comfort in the things that he possessed in this life. And Lazarus had evil things, but now he's comforted. He's comforted. And you're tormented. I'll tell you what, folks, in heaven, there won't be anything ever bother us. There won't be anything ever try us. We'll have eternal comfort and peace in the presence of God. and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But here, we will have times where we're going to need to be just like little children with their earthly parents when they say, "Mommy or Daddy, I need help. I need help." That's how we are with our Heavenly Father. We need Him and we need His comfort. David spoke about it in that beautiful psalm, in the 23rd Psalm. One of the things that he spoke about was God's ability to comfort him. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? "Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And, you know, that verse and that scripture and that psalm in itself, if I do nothing more than open the book and read that, is a comfort to my heart. I tell you what, I'm comforted in what we find in the 13th chapter of Hebrews, where it says, where it reminds us of God's promise to His people that He's never going to leave us and He's never going to forsake us. Isn't that comforting to know? Isn't that a great promise to know that no matter what condition that we find ourselves in, no matter how heavy the trial or how hard the load and the burden that we're carrying, that God, our Heavenly Father, has promised His children. And, you know, I'm glad that our God, I'm glad that our Heavenly Father is no respecter of persons. I'm glad that He's able to do for one, that He's willing to do for one of His children what He'll do for the next. God has told us, and we can be of good cheer, just like Jesus said, and we can be of good hope because God has promised us, no matter what, He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. He's never going to turn His back on us and say, "Stop bothering me. I'm not helping you." He'll never do that to any of His beloved children, and I'm glad for that. You know, we have had in the last year or so here at our church, and I thought about a few weeks back. I thought about how many in the time that I've been here as your pastor, those that have left our ranks and gone home to be with the Lord, and they're not sad, but it made us sad because we knew that we would miss them, and it's difficult for us to give up those that we love. And I thought about how that the Apostle Paul, when he was here, he wrote an epistle to the church at Thessalonica. And he wanted to give them something that would comfort them concerning those who had fallen asleep. He said, "I don't want you to be ignorant." In 1 Thessalonians 4, he said, "I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Because we do have hope, don't we? Those that have fallen asleep in the Lord, we have great hope. We have great anticipation. We have great expectation of this thing not being final, that we'll be together again here before too long. And he said, "I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep in the Lord. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We'll be together again. Death will have no dominion. Death will have no final victory because we've overcome death through the Lord Jesus Christ. And God will bring us together again. And listen, those bodies, diseased bodies, those sick bodies, those bodies that we watched our loved ones struggle with pain, God will take care of all that. There's nothing that's going to happen to us. There's nothing that will ail us that won't be cured by the resurrection. God's going to take care of that. And Paul said, comfort. He closed that discourse by saying, comfort one another with these words. And so, we do try and we do the best that we can to comfort one another, to share a scripture, to share a hug, a gentle word. But listen, God is the God of complete comfort. And He has grace. He has grace that is sufficient for us in every trial. And I have seen through the years here, I have seen God's grace work in your lives, and know that the way that you made it was by the comfort that the Lord is able to give. I shared this with the church on more than one occasion. When I got called to preach, I was so afraid, and I felt so inadequate, and I just didn't believe that there was any way that I could do it. I truly didn't. I didn't believe that I could do it. And I remember being at home one day by myself. My wife, I believe, was gone to the store or something. I remember being home by myself there in my living room on a sunny afternoon, and I was talking to the Lord. I mean, I was really talking to the Lord there in my living room that afternoon, and I was just, I can't do this, Lord. I can't do this. I don't know how that I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do what you're asking of me. And I got my Bible out, and I began to read, and I read this in the third proverb. I read this verse. It said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And you know, when I read that, man, there was a peace that came over me. There was a comfort that came into my heart, and God spoke to me as clearly as He'd ever spoken to me about anything and said, this is how you'll do it. You'll trust in me. You'll trust in me. That's how we get through anything, isn't it? We trust in the Lord. Listen, if your heart is heavy, if your heart is sad, if there's a trial in your life that's weighing you down, let me tell you, as God's children, He's the God of all comfort. If you're lost, He's the God that can give you peace. He's the God that can save you and wants to save you and wants to become your Heavenly Father. I'm glad to be God's child. I'm so thankful that I'm a part of the family of God. And I'm thankful that I have a heavenly Father. I lost my earthly father years and years ago, but I'm glad that I have a heavenly Father that is always there and can always supply my needs. Appreciate your attention today. Brother Ernie, if you have a song, let's have a song.
Number 101, 101. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.